A coalition of lawmakers and land conservation groups has spent the last 6 years trying to reform the current use land tax program. Over the weekend, as the legislature came to a close, they finally succeeded. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, some lawmakers say the changes will deal a heavy blow to longtime farming families.
Lamoille Senator Rich Westman is a 30-year veteran of the Statehouse. His reputation as a level-headed negotiator has earned him assignments on key committees, even though he's a longtime Republican in a building ruled by Democrats. So it was out of character for Westman last week when he abruptly left an exclusive six-person committee of conference that was deciding how to raise $30 million in new revenues. He would never return to the negotiating table, and it was all over a revision to the current use program that is expected to generate less than $1 million a year.
You are hitting the people that really have the only asset they have is their land.
Current use is a program that offers lower tax rates to people who keep their land in agriculture and forestry. Many fear the program is too easily exploited, and lawmakers and conservationists want to keep property owners from enrolling land solely so they can take advantage of tax subsidies until they decide to develop it.
The amount they'd pay in withdrawal penalties by parking their land in current use could pay off in as little as 220 days. This now increases it so that the payoff time is on average more like 7 years.
Jamie Fidel is director of the Forest and Wildlife Program at the Vermont Natural Resources Council. Fidel says the reform solved the problem by ramping up financial penalties on people who withdraw portions of land they have in current use. But Westman says many farmers will become collateral damage in the crackdown on scheming developers.
A lot of old farm families that don't have a lot of money, they only have their land. And a lot of those people, when they get to retirement, the only thing they can do is sell a lot or two.
By cashing out land on an as-needed basis, Westman says cash-poor farmers can have a dignified retirement on the land they dedicated their lives to. He says the prospect of tens of thousands of dollars in new withdrawal penalties imperil that retirement. And he says it violates a compact the state made with people who might have otherwise reconsidered financial decisions made during their careers in agriculture. Michael Snyder is the commissioner of the Department of Forest, Parks, and Recreation. Snyder says the plan includes an easy-out provision that will allow landowners a short window during which they can withdraw land from the program without suffering the increased penalty. Even under the new penalty structure, Snyder says long-time current use enrollees will end up well in the black.
I think the key here is to understand that they will have also benefited tremendously for a long time.
Fidel says there's also a hardship provision in the new law to address the scenarios Westman fears. But Westman insists it's a raw deal for a community that deserves better.
I can understand increasing the penalty for people that have been in the program, say, less than a decade. But as you go out into the future, the people that have done everything we want, we shouldn't be tagging them.
The bill also calls for a study to see whether Vermont has enough foresters to oversee and manage its woodlands. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.